I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Open or closed? I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. As of Friday, both Iran and President Trump indicating that the Strait of Hormuz has reopened to commercial shipping, though questions remain about a potential ceasefire agreement. Fox's Greg Palcott has more from Tel Aviv.
Iran's foreign minister posting, in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon, the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. The message, good news for the White House. And a meeting of 40 countries in Paris planning to help secure the strait post-war. Still, amid word the U.S. is maintaining its naval blockade of ships coming and going from Iranian ports, Iran warned of reciprocal measures if the quarantine held. And while the Iranian regime orchestrates pro-government rallies in Tehran,
we must fight for victory.
Diplomats watch the clock tick down on the ceasefire in Iran, set to end next Tuesday. According to reports, Iran is staying mum on more concessions regarding its nuclear program. And despite what the White House is saying, the regime wants easing of sanctions and unfreezing of assets.
On Air Force One, President Trump said he likely would not extend the ceasefire agreement if a long-term peace deal isn't reached by Wednesday.
Maybe I won't extend it, but the blockade is going to remain. But maybe I won't extend it. So you have a blockade, and unfortunately, we'll have to start dropping bombs again.
The Associated Press reporting that Iran has reimposed restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz, accusing the U.S. of violating the deal to reopen it. The reopening of the Strait Friday prompting a Wall Street rally.
Tech stocks were among the best performers, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq posting its 13th straight session of gains, its longest winning streak since 1992.
Fox's Hillary Barsky reporting oil closing down at $88 a barrel, down 10% on Friday. The Dow closing at 49,447, up 868 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Every business is asking the same question. How do we make AI work for us? No more waiting. With NetSuite by Oracle, you can put AI to work today. NetSuite is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses across almost every industry. It's the unified suite that brings your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into a single source of truth. That connected data is what makes your AI smarter, helping you make decisions that count. Get our free business guide, Demystifying AI, at netsuite.com/fox.
President Trump talks taxes, border security amid negotiations with Iran at a Turning Point USA event in Phoenix, Arizona on Friday. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
President Trump telling a crowd in Phoenix Friday.
We passed the largest tax cuts in American history, the largest spending cuts in American history, the largest regulation cuts in American history, and the largest investment in border security in the history of our country.
Reiterating he believes negotiations with Iran are going well, saying Iran announced the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and ready for business at full passage, explaining Iran will work with the U.S. to remove its enriched uranium.
They will never have a nuclear weapon. They will never have a nuclear weapon.
Telling reporters prior to the event, the U.S. would continue its military blockade of Iranian ports until an agreement is signed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Senate passing a short-term measure to extend a warrantless surveillance tool that enables government agencies to spy on foreigners without a warrant.
After the House passed an extension of FISA 702 until April 30th, the Senate did the same. Several Republicans in the House are demanding reform, specifically a requirement for a warrant in order to search Americans' data that often gets swept up during warrantless surveillance meant to target foreign suspects. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden said the concern about abuse of power is bipartisan.
Security and liberty are not mutually exclusive. We can have both. A good bill that we're insisting on will do that.
President Trump has asked for an extension of FISA after previously opposing one. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A federal judge blocking the $6.2 billion merger between local television giants Nexstar Media and Tegna until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.